Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Our Girl in Things. My name is Moy, I'm your host, and this is a podcast. This podcast is where we all congregate. I hope we all congregate as people. But more especially, I like to bring closer my sisters, you know what I'm saying? My fellow women, my fellow femmes, you know, all girl of all ages. You know, this is a place where I hope we are able to share thoughts, get ideas, as well as just, you know, have a space where you can learn something that you never really thought about or think about something in a different way. So this is what the space is for, about Girl and Things podcast, where all dope femmes, you know, congregate. This month's episode, I laugh because it's so sensitive, but so cool later on in the episode. This month's episode is about love. We're in the month of love, we're in February, you know, and I really wanted to talk about this particular topic because, you know, yayas. And it's something that, and getting cooler with either my girls at the gym or girls at work or my very small media social circle, you know, would say, how do you navigate this month, especially that date of the 14th when you're single? You know, how does that work? Or even if you are single and you have an alternative, you know, lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? How do you navigate this space of dating, or the space of where relationship goals is so heavily, and I'm successful, I'm deep in it, trust, I'm not immune, but it weighs so heavily, like, thrust upon us with your relationship goals. Your relationship should be like this. So that's also this episode I want to talk about, actually, because, you know, Nami, I've been pondering, let's see what's going on when it comes to this particular aspect of being a human, especially a single person. How do you navigate such? So yeah, let's jump into it. Welcome. Welcome once again to another episode of About Girl and Things podcast. I'm your host, Moy, and we're here on this podcast where we talk everything pertaining to femme, being a woman, and navigating this world in different aspects, where it's work, relationships, spirituality, your lifestyle, your health, your parenting, your grooving even. We talk about it all, you know. So welcome to Abafigayo. Hey, what's up? Do follow on Instagram, do follow on TikTok as well, because umuntu sega TikTok, you know. But yeah, let's get into this episode. This episode, it concerns, I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do it because it was kind of corny as well. But, like, you know, it is what it is. It's February, the month of love, and from January 31, you know, it's everybody's just having anxiety about this day, this particular day on the 14th, right? You know, in terms of the world, you know, businesses inundate us with either services or products pertaining to this day. So you cannot know, there's no way, it's like back to school, there's no way you can ignore it. It's Christmas, it's back to school, Valentine's Day, and of course the, you know, respectfully, Mother's Day and Father's Day, you know. But, like, you know, after back to school, you just, bam, here comes Valentine's Day. And next thing you know, all the branding is up, all the advertisements is up. You can't escape it, you know what I'm saying? Like, And, like, a question that I did was posed to me at the gym, no, mind you, I've never gymed, so this year I decided to see. Sis gotta go to gym. So sis went to gym. Sis started going to gym, and I'm very proud of myself. But yeah, at the gym, I was asked by this wonderful group of ladies that I now work out with. Awesome ladies. Sis, you know, like, are you seeing someone? I'm like, no, guys. No. Especially after this conversation, mind you, yenzeke after umhla 15. You know, so after the 15th, we're at the gym, we've done our thing, and we're just chatting, and you know, this conversation comes up, and I'm like, guys, I have not even a single rose petal that came yesterday, you know, not even a single bowl of Ferrero Rocher chocolate or lint. So I don't even want to talk about this topic. They're like, what? Is it really that dismal? And mind you, I'm in a room with gorgeous, educated, lovely women. Like, amantombazana rights. You know, amantombazana zophuma, you know, phuma emsebenzini, amantombazana, you know, like aqoqene abaziyo, you know, like dope girls, you know what I'm saying? And we asking each other this question as if we're like, really, you two, oh my god, I got this person with COVID, like, oh my god, now I okay. And it was just like, it was so amazing to me. I'm in a room with such amazing people, and I wouldn't say they struggle to find love, but this day just causes so much weirdness, you know. Let me run it back in it. So now, as a single person, how do you navigate this day? You know, how do you navigate this day? You know, and I think it's more especially weird when where you were in relationships and you loved this day. This day was like, it's like a birthday and anniversary type situation. You celebrate this day. You're the kind of person who wants to celebrate this day, you know. So now you sense a partner, ne? And we celebrate Valentine's Day, you know, like, so, yeah. So how do you navigate it such? Okay, so a discussion in Kubega. And it got to a very interesting point, which brought me to today's topic, right? Kind of like subtopic in Yishoganjal, where it's not a matter of people are struggling to find love. People are struggling to find somebody that understands them. They're struggling to find, like, I wouldn't say just a connection, but like a proper, you know, connection. And when I say proper connection, the feeling is mutual. You have things in common. Even if you're very different people, there's stuff that you have in common. I'm not even sure. And you want the connection to be something more, or you value the connection. That's another thing about governance with love. They think just a connection is enough for love. Yeah, to a certain point, you know, but the thing about love, the connection has to be wanted, and the connection has to be valued. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Bengifuna ukusho kanjalo, uvalued. Abantu abavalue ama relationships up, whether it's friendship or otherwise. But that's another topic for another day. But yeah, see, it's if you value the connection, what do you do as a single person during this time where you are not with anybody and you're trying to understand or navigate this world, you know, as a solo person? And it really does break, goes down to, it's not a matter of someone who don't are unable to find partners. There's too many of us for that not to happen. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, people are even taking, like, multiple wives or multiple husbands, you know what I'm saying? It's that's kind of crazy. It's banning, you know, so that's an impossibility already, you know. But it's the genuine connection that's messing up people. Sharp way. So how do you navigate such, okay, if you are trying to find connection with somebody? How do you, you know, the encounters that the experience that I have in terms of relationship, because I have lived a very, very long life, you know, umuntu is clocking a proper 43, like umuntu kugile, umuntu is turning 43 in November, so I am long in tooth. So with the experiences that I've had with partners, is that you gotta not worry so much about the day. And if you're with somebody that loves, you know, the day or celebration, or if that's their love language, because it's another thing, it's a love language situation as well. You gotta understand why they do it. If they're doing it mainly for ukthola something on the day, that's kind of dumb already. You know, don't waste your time there. But if it's somebody that wants you to share in a moment where they either celebrate what you have, which is the connection, or shows you how much they value the connection, that's another way of thinking about it. But, you know, I mean, I've always been that kind of person. You could see, I love Valentine's Day, not because of being spoiled on the day or even spoiling the person on the day and receiving A, B, and C, or the person, or giving the person A, B, and C. It's more about celebrating with, dude, book, I'm going to do this, this, and this because I value the connection. And this is a day where I'm able to, one of the days where I want to show you how much I value this connection. Simple, right? That's how I believe with, you know, umuntu should really think about such, what do you call them, guys? I don't know what to call what they're actually called officially, but to celebrate my celebration days, you know, if you get my drift, you know, whether, like I said, whether it's a birthday or Christmas or anniversary, you know, or whatever, you gotta look at the why, not so much with, oh, when to Utah, you like things, you know, why you gotta worry about Valentine's Day? I see you every day, or you know how I feel about you. Nah, it's not about that. But like I said, this is a whole other dimension of topics that I don't think I'm able to take on in this few minutes that I have with y'all. But the one thing that has been sitting in my brain, I think, for the past 2 weeks, Ogoti, how does we all have a particular way that we want our relationship to be, right? Please believe, as much as media and the big marketing machine of the world or worlds drives us towards a certain look, you know, of how a relationship should be, and we're inundated with it day in and day out in various forms at various different levels. Now, the key to into ifunayo is into ifunayo. You know, like, I can tell you the most something. I don't like sharing it, but like, it comes up because I'm very opinionated. Ogoti, I'm pro polygamy. I've always been pro polygamy. I'm pro relationships in general. You know, I believe, Ogoti, if you know what you want, you can either be with one person and share a life with them for the rest of your life. That's fine. It's beautiful. Do it. If it feels right to you, if it's innately in you, if it's something that you know that's going to bring you happiness and joy, fulfillment and success, you know, do that. But if you also want to have a relationship with various people at various time frames of your life, and that's how you want to conduct your life till, you know, your last energy burst, I guess, you know, it's up to you as well. You know, it's a choice thing. It's a choice thing that you need to make sure that within your choice, you are not hurting anybody. You're not hurting anybody. You're not oppressing anybody. That's what I believe. You know, so whether you want to have a serious monogamous relationship, do that. If you want to have a serious polygamous relationship, you can do that. If you want to have a serious polyamory relationship, you can do that. Even if any of those things you want to just be like, nah, I'm just gonna float on, you know, do that. You know, you gotta do something that brings you happiness, joy, fulfillment and growth, you know. And if you feel good to the particular lifestyle gives you that, and it's, like I said, it's not oppressing anybody or hurting anybody or taking away from somebody, you know, then do that. You know, I think abantu will worry too much about, isn't this small, like I was saying, we'll see, before I made this very fabulous and one an elaborate point, we'll see, I'm pro polygamy, you know. I've always felt that way. If I had to, like, really think back all the way to my teenagers, I never really saw myself with just me and my husband, you know. in my ideal world, it's our husband and then I have my sisters, but we have like our separate lives. But we do come together and have, you know, moments where we congregate and work towards our family. But, you know, that's how I've always saw my situation. To this day, that's how I feel. It's a preference. I prefer that. If I ever got married, that's the preference that I want to go to. That's the preference I believe is going to bring me happiness and joy and fulfillment and growth. Yeah. So with that said, if you have alternatives, so stupid. Like, but that's the best way to describe it, I guess. Like, if you have an alternative way of looking at things, right? You mustn't think, Uti, what we've been fed and being taught, Uguti, is this is supposed to be like this. It's the only way. It's not the only way. It's not the only way. And I think that's why so many people are so unhappy. Because they're busy trying to do stuff. They're trying to conform to what society's been. Like, I even saw this funny video, I think, on Valentine's Day, where this person, is showing this person taking multiple pictures of, like, hands and chest and neck and grabbing of things. Engati is two hands, like a male hand and a female hand, whereas it's both that person's hands doing those things. Why you even gotta go to those lengths to do that, you know? If you want to practice self-love, practice self-love. It's, you don't have to fake like there's two people in the situation. Like, it's okay. This one debate I had with a lady in the taxi, yes. Guys, I'm very chatty. So, anyway, it's the time. I could be in a queue at Checkers. I could be in a taxi. I could be picking a pizza. If you start a conversation with me, I'm a talk. No. So I'm having this conversation with this lady, and this lady is talking about, oh, I'm just gonna send myself flowers, G. Watch. And I'm like, yeah, buy yourself flowers if you want flowers. If it's gonna make you happy on the day, sharp, do it. That's an awesome idea. Flowers are always a good idea. Go to just for the gram. Or for people, for status, for the WhatsApp statuses. come on. For real. Like, so if you want to buy yourself flowers, it's okay. If you want to buy yourself a gift, it's okay. If you want to go book somewhere and sleep there for the night and, you know, just for a time out, it's okay. You can do it on your own. That's fine. Like, you know, I've learned to... I was in a space, Nami, where I felt doing things solo was like, oh, such a laser, bro. Like, for real, you know. And only to, like, I'm too old, number one, you know. As well as, like, Kempela and Pela, what's so wrong with self-dating? There's nothing wrong with self-dating. It's a part of self-love. It's a part of self-value, you know, like... I mean, I love myself. So if I want to go to a spa, I'll go to a day spa. Solo even. If I want to invite somebody else, that's cool. For so they can come through. Whether it's my friend, it's my colleague. It's I'm on a date, you know. It could be my daughter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to, like, create things because you're seeing other people do them in the name of relationship goals, whatever goals, new goals it is. You gotta do it for me, and I mean, I asked, like, a guy friend of mine explained it to me from an exercise point of view. I would say, more when I enjoy your gym, right? You're going to gym for your own reasons. The people that you're seeing there, all the way down to even the trainer that you part with money, you know, so they can assist you. He's there for his own reasons as well. You know, and you need to make sure, Uti, the reasons that you're waking up at such and such in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, to go to gym on a daily basis, they gotta be genuine. They gotta be for real. They can't be just, you know, I just want to go to gym because, you know, I want to do it for the gram, or I want to do it for, you know, the post body. You know, it's gotta be something innate. If it's really, really for the gram and it's something that you like, doing things for the gram, sharp, okay? do you, boo? But like, it has to be innate. And I'm child, I'm like, no. I mean, I'm really, really for doing things that feel as natural to me as possible. You know, so it's very important to be honest in the things that I do. To ask myself all the time, would say, am I really doing it for me? And am I doing it for the betterment of me? And those are my two questions. Are they keeping, is this thing keeping me peaceful? Is this thing keeping me zen? Is this thing keeping me, moving me forward? Actually, three questions. Those are my three questions in everything that I do. So if the answer is yes, I'm always down. Irrespective of what Gutumuntu or the next person thinks, you know. But I see, I'm not affected. If that's such a sentence, if I could formulate that kind of sentence. I am affected by how the world pushes relationship goals on people, pushes certain things on people unnecessarily, you know. And the key to it, you know, similar to the topic that I spoke about last month, about divine feminine energy, you gotta do you, you know. It's a heightened, beautiful understanding of you. You know, you gotta do you, boo, all the time. And if you feel ukuthi the stuff that's being shown out there is not what you want, or even the dudes, okay, I'm talking to my girls, especially man, even to the dudes that approach you, you know, because we females get approached, bruh, for days into our court, you know, the dudes that approach you when muba veta, muba buka, you gotta be on some, okay, this one's nice, but you know, and not just take anybody, ngoba, you have a fear of being alone. Or you have a fear of going to dinners or weddings or functions where they're asking for you for a plus one, and you gotta show up by yourself or show up with a friend because you don't have a partner. You know, don't have a partner when you're not ready for a partner. If you're ready for a partner, do it, gay. But if you're not, don't conform to it, because it just creates unnecessary baggage for the person. Because now you're with this person and you're not really with this person because you took them on for the wrong reasons. So obviously and naturally and no doubt there'll be clashes. Then what? You know, I really think the approach I'm actually trying to relate to y'all is, you would see, you gotta love you gotta value you first. Is the approach that I think is in line with how we are spiritually, with irrespective of your relationship, your religion, actually. You gotta put God first. And God in any religion, they depict, he walks with you this journey. He's in Christianity, God is within you, he lives within you, you know. And you gotta love yourself as such. You gotta love yourself as a being of God, this being of God that's high valued by him or them or that, depending on religion, you know. So it's a self-love thing, like self-love, guys. Let's allow, there should be space at the table for people who choose to not be in relationships, who choose to put themselves first in situations, and yeah, and let it be okay and not be so weird and rough and whatnot. Like I said, I will say it over and over again. I wouldn't get immune, Nami. I've been there, done that. I'm the worst one when it comes to celebration days, your birthdays, your anniversaries and Christmas and, you know, Valentine's Day. Like I said, I'm the worst, you know. You know, it's just that this one, it came with an epiphany. It came with the thought to go to, as in, it's okay. It's okay more with we chill a little bit. You know. You are enough. You're okay. We know what we're doing here. Let's not be distracted by other things. But yeah, but I really hope Wuti, this type of thing doesn't dissuade people as well on on wanting to be in relationships, because it's another thing. That's another thing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the past few minutes of me talking about this very, you know, currently very sensitive topic. But, it, you know, the month is almost over, siyabonga. You know, so, yeah, this topic of allowing ukuthandwa more than influence, you know, more than what people think is good for you, you know, zithande. You know, that's what essentially love is about. It's self-love first, and then love God, and then love family, and then this thing of romantic love, yeah, red and white, you know. But yeah, this is my humble opinion, man. You know how it is. Thank you so much. Please do follow on our socials. We are on TikTok, we are on Instagram, and you can download and stream these episodes here on Spotify, you know, if still with the girl, you know. But thank you once again for listening to this episode of Abogirl and Things podcast. I'm your host, Moy, and love and lights.